Stay tuned for this message by Sam at DME.
I saw that leadership could be learned. I said, then that's my chance. That's my chance. And over time, I now discovered it's an area of gifting for me, interestingly. Find your gift, but go beyond that. Cultivate your skill. And then I said, practice long and hard enough. When you read the book Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, you know, he referred there to a principle that was discovered by psychologists. You know, people who have specialized in the area of performance. You know what they discovered? If you do the same thing for 10,000 hours, you will become an expert. 10,000 hours. Practice. You do the same thing. And, you know, in Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell gave examples, including Bill Gates, how these people worked with intensity, especially when they were young, when they started out. They worked with intensity, spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours so that they could quickly make up their 10,000. They didn't know. Interestingly, those people didn't know about 10,000. I didn't know about 10,000, the 10,000 hour rule. But the truth is, I look back now and I realize I've been teaching for a few years. Amen. I've been teaching a few years. I've been teaching. Yeah, I've enjoyed the grace of God, though. But I've also been teaching for some time. I've been pastoring for a while. Amen. Just that I started early. I remember that my first formal preaching opportunity was just shortly after my 17th birthday. Okay. 2nd of February this year, it was exactly 20 years that I went into full-time ministry as a pastor. Left the site. 20 years. 20 years. If you preach June, the last week of June this year, it will be exactly 20 years that I came to this city. See, I didn't start yesterday. No, 20 years is very short, sir. It's very short. I'm still young. I don't want to believe that I'm growing old. I'm still very young. It was just a few years ago, you understand? It was just a few years ago. But if you preach twice a week, okay, on the average, if you preach two times a week in a year, how many times would that be? 104. That's good. 104. Good. Times 20. So, when you add the fact that I preach in many other places, I was in Baltimore, in the United States, Maryland, United States, last weekend. On Friday, last Friday, between 2:30 p.m. and 10 p.m., I preached 3 full-length messages. Full-length means 1.5 hours each, 3 times, between 2:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. I loved it. If you wake me in the middle of the night, there are things you can tell me to do that I want to sleep back immediately. But if it is to teach, that's my area. But each time I do it, it gets better. I can say in 5 minutes now what it would take some other people to say in 1 hour. But it takes experience. Hallelujah. When an expert does something, the expert makes it to look simple until you try it. Okay? So, practice makes perfect. That's what they said, isn't it? Yeah. So, identify The problem with some people is they are counting their 10,000 hours on the wrong job. And the longer they stay there, the worse the situation becomes, because they'll be frustrated. Okay? You find it, and then you do it over and over, and you are a good learner. You don't mind when you make mistakes, because I used to bomb out years ago. I mean, you preach a message, by the time you are done, even you know. Ah, Oga. He didn't work. he didn't work. The first opportunity I had, at least in the days of rehearsal, that my pastor gave me to preach a full-length message, I wrote scriptures on small sheets of paper, stapled them together and put them in my pocket. I was cramming those scriptures because my pastor used to quote a lot of scriptures. And he didn't used to use notes. He would say, shall we open our Bibles to this? Once he finished the passage, he would close his Bible, leave it, and speak for the next 2 hours, nonstop. And you would be struggling to catch up with him to write the scripture quotations. He would have quoted and quoted and quoted and quoted. So I thought that was the standard way to preach. And this was my own first opportunity. So I was cramming the scriptures. Even after the praise and worship started, I wasn't singing with people. I was still cramming. When it was time to preach, and I kept the thing away and started. And then 15 minutes into the message, I lost my trail of thought. The scriptures jammed. Cramming is not good. Cramming is not good. Once you get stuck on one point, if you can't get it out, everything else behind that is stuck. I had 60 minutes. 15, I was stuck. I was now repeating myself while trying to remember what was left of the notes. Hallelujah. But that was part of my 10,000 hours. Hallelujah. Practice makes perfect. That was then. Amen. That was then. This is now. Hallelujah. But my main point tonight is this. In an environment like ours, it's not enough for you to only achieve excellence for yourself. We are in a fight. Mediocrity is not lying down waiting for us to come and walk over it. It's a strong force backed by a curse, backed by familiar spirits, by principalities and powers. And it's seeking to enforce itself on us and on our environment. You live within a context. So don't pretend as if the environment doesn't matter. It does. If the schools are run down, it's affecting you. If you send your kids abroad, except if they won't come back. If they do, they will have to live in the same country with all those young kids who can't find school to go or who are not going to good schools. They will be a threat to the security of your kids. We can't live outside of the context of our environment. That's why this excellence thing is a crusade. So not only are we going to establish excellence in our individual lives, we're going to establish it in the community. So that's why Jesus said to Peter, don't think this thing is a joke. Satan has asked for you that he may sift you like wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. He said, and when you have returned to me, when you've gone through your season of testing, when the devil has tried to make you compromise heaven's standards, compromise your standards, when Satan has tried to get you to buy into the inferior, you know he did it for Jesus. And Jesus said, no, I'm not going to take your inferior stuff. I'm going to get the original thing from God. When Satan has taken you through all that, he said, turn around and do what? Strengthen your brethren. Amen. Too many lives being wasted in our environment. Too many potentials being wasted in our environment. If you have the opportunity of heading a team or a small unit or department, bring your Christian values, bring your values, godly values of excellence to bear on the team. help people to improve their lives. Amen. Show people how to do it. There is mass ignorance around here. Don't keep quiet at that departmental meeting. Show people how to do it. Do you know how many people out there believe that their lives are mediocre because they don't have enough money to achieve excellence? We've busted that around here. It is the excellence that brings the money. It's not the money first. It's the excellence first. That's what determines your level. Hallelujah. Okay? So, excellence is not luxury. It's not being extravagant. It's not buying the most expensive thing in town. It's making the best use of the resource that you have now. Am I right? Yes. Even if it's secondhand, you know, wash it. Iron it. If you can, put ghetto on it. Look good. Look proper. Amen. We'll just exercise influence on our environment. Let your life be the prototype. You know what? God will honor you as you do the word. At first, you know, because our people believe a lot in magic. They believe a lot in magic. They believe that's not the thing. That's not the thing. It's just for the power of God to break through on your behalf. Ah, it's anointing. You know, they don't believe that their behavior, their quality of life, their alignment with principles have a lot to do with the quality of lives they live and the kind of success that they get. God will use you as proof that the word works. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
God will use you as proof that the word works. Listen, develop yourself to world standard. Don't underestimate the opportunities God can bring across your way. They can ask you to come out from prison in one day and you will head to the palace. Don't underestimate the opportunities that are coming your way. I stand as God's servant to prepare you that you are going to see opportunities no generation ever saw in this country before. And those opportunities are going to be global in dimension. If you offer products, make them world class. Don't do Nigerian made. You are heaven made. Amen. Let everything you do have the touch of heaven. Only God knows the opportunities that are coming across your way. If you offer services, offer your services world class. Go on the internet. Study organizations around the world. Study other people around the world. Don't be a local champion. The opportunities that are coming are going to be phenomenal. Listen, the things God is bringing across your way will be things money cannot buy. You are going to get things you can't afford to buy. That's what grace is about. You're going to walk through doors you can't afford to open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Who is expectant here tonight? I am expectant. I've seen opportunities before, but I have a feeling there are new ones coming. Amen. I have enjoyed open doors around the world, but I have a feeling there are new ones coming. You've seen resources before, but there are new levels coming. I know you've handled thousands, but get ready for the millions. I know you've handled millions, but get ready for the billions, sir. Because I've been hearing billions in my spirit for a while. And somebody has seen billions. Get ready for hundreds of billions and even trillions. Yeah, somebody has seen a billions of naira. Get ready for billions of dollars. And it's just one chance, one opportunity, one meeting will change your status. If you're the one I've been talking about, can you stand to your feet with me? Hallelujah. 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 When you break barriers like Joseph did, when you break barriers like Daniel did, you know what? It is proof you have dealt with the principalities and the powers over the territory. Tonight, in Jesus' name, we're going to establish our victory and our position. Listen to me. Your life will not respond to gravity. Romans 8 verse 2 says, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So there's a law, there's a principle working for you. that has taken you beyond the pool of gravity, the gravitational pull of mediocrity. That's your confession tonight. Lord, I declare that the law of the spirit of life, the law of the spirit of excellence, the kind of spirit that Daniel had, has delivered me from the law of the spirit of mediocrity that is at work in Africa and in Nigeria. I am free from mediocrity in my finances, mediocrity in communication, mediocrity in appearance. I'm free from mediocrity in my environment. I am free from mediocrity in the way I do my work. I'm free from mediocrity in leadership. I am free from moral mediocrity. Go ahead and pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that I have the spirit of the living God. I have the spirit of God like Daniel had. I have light and understanding. I have wisdom beyond the capacity of the human mind. I am filled with the Spirit of God like Joseph was. I am filled with the Spirit of God like Christ was. And I declare that the law of the Spirit of life, the Spirit of excellence in Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of this spirit of mediocrity. I am free. I am free from the curse of mediocrity that is over Africa. I'm free from mediocrity in finances, free from mediocrity in thinking, free from mediocrity, Lord, in morality. I am free from mediocrity in my finances. I am free. I cannot be cursed. Hey, who can curse the one that God has blessed? Behold, he has blessed me and nobody can reverse it. I cannot be cursed. I am blessed, empowered by God to prosper. I possess my territories by destiny. I possess my territories by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. I want you now to speak against the prince of the devil over Nigeria and over Africa in the name of Jesus. And by the blood of the covenant, I stand. I destroy your power over this continent, over this nation, over this city. I declare in Jesus' name that your power is paralyzed as my life and destiny are concerned, as my family is concerned. I stand tonight not only on my behalf but on behalf of my children and my children's children and my children's children's children for the next 10 generations. I declare that you are banished by the blood of the covenant from my family, banished from my heritage. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I stand by the power of resurrection to declare today, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It is Christ that is living through me. The me that should have been a mediocre is dead. There's a new me now resurrected by the life and the power of Christ. You cannot hurt me. You cannot limit me. You cannot dominate my life. I am free. Hallelujah. I tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and I declare nothing shall by enemies hurt me. Psalm 1 is true for me. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth my fruit in my season. My leaves will never wither. Whatever I lay my hand upon to do will prosper. I have the spirit of excellence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So this is the last part of it. you will just prophesy open doors. I see opportunities coming, sir. Listen, if God has made you a global citizen, no devil must confine you into this country. Satan cannot keep you in a small place. When God is saying, enlarge the place of your tent. Hey, listen to me. Abraham is in his tent wondering, how will I get a child? He's in his tent. God says to him, come out. Stop trying to look inside your tent. When you stay inside a tent, you can't see far. Come out. He brought him out in the open. He said, look up. What can you see? Sky. I see stars. He said, count the stars. The man lost count. He said, as many as they are, so will your descendants be. Mr. Abraham, when you are dealing with me, don't ask for one. You are worrying over one. I said, I will make of you a nation. You are worrying over one. He said, as many as those stars are, so will your descendants be. Ah, tonight, somebody here, you are stepping out of containment. Stepping out of confinement. If God made you a global person, no combination of devils can turn you into a local person. I'll tell you one thing about opportunities. It is God that creates opportunities. It is God. And I see a new season of unusual opportunities. Open doors. Your name will be mentioned somewhere. Ah! You will lift your voice and prophesy. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Let my opportunities come now. Open doors. Open doors. I declare I am not a local champion. I'm a world champion. I'm a global citizen. As far as my eyes can see, so God said he has given me. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is my season of open doors. My moment of open doors. Let my opportunity come. Let my opportunity come. My vision shall come to pass. My God-given dream shall come to pass. Let it be unto me according to your word. Let it be unto me according to your word. I break every barrier, break every limitation, remove every obstacle, whether it is spirit or human or natural or a combination of both. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. I declare my day, my new season of opportunities, of enlargement is here. Open doors for me. God is the one that opens and no man closes, and he closes and no man opens. Every door of misfortune is closed. But I declare tonight, my door of opportunity is open. My door of blessing is open. My door of blessing is open. The days of delay are over. I break the curse of delay. I destroy the power of stagnation. I have the spirit of excellence. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am an agent of excellence. I add sweetness to people's lives. I break the power of decay over people's lives. Break the power of decay over my environment. This city shall never remain the same. My family shall never remain the same. This nation shall never remain the same. I shall never be a liability again the rest of my life. I am an asset. I am a nation builder. I am a history maker. Open doors. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I call everyone present tonight blessed. Lord, let the fire of heaven rest upon each one. As we take the body of the Lord tonight and the blood shed on Calvary's cross, yes, Lord, let the spirit of excellence possess everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And tonight I prophesy in each one's life a new alignment with destiny, amen, with divine pattern, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, by the power of the resurrection, we shatter every limitation. We cannot be in covenant with you and be cursed, because the covenant is more powerful than the curse. Tonight, we declare, not only for ourselves, but on behalf of our generations after us, and we declare on the behalf of this nation that the curse of mediocrity is destroyed. Tonight, O God, we march out as agents of excellence. Wherever we go, Heavenly Father, let the power of heaven be our witness. Destroy mediocrity wherever we go. Give us grace to establish excellence in all that we do. Wherever we go, impacting everyone that we meet. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for creating unusual opportunities from tonight. Yes, Lord, from tonight, the good news begins to come in. Joseph got an invitation. Daniel was invited to the palace many times. Heavenly Father, invitations to the palace. Invitations to the place of decision making. Invitation to places of influence. Invitations to places of impact. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The curse is destroyed. The power of blessing has come now. I receive for each one a shift to a new level. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I've enjoyed grace from you to access resources. I receive that grace for everyone present here today. The power of lack is destroyed now. Each one receives the power to turn dreams into reality. Power to attract every resource needed. Human resources, material resources, financial resources. Someone possesses real estate without struggle and without stress. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The money is coming. Easier, more easily than it ever did before. It's coming now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
each one here gets instructions they never got before. They get instructions like they never got them before. They get instructions at higher frequencies than ever before. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name.